Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1. Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show gets a little awkward, and I'm guessing that's what is about to happen today because we are ghost hunting for Jesse and have tracked down Monica. Jesse told us yesterday that he and Monica met on Bumble, really hit it off, and had a great, on his end, first date.
Great half of a first date.
Yeah, in the middle of dinner, she gets the friend call. It was actually from her sister, who she claimed was in labor.
A month early.
And then she bolts from the table, never texts him back, never hears from her again. And he's like, wait a minute. You didn't even finish the whole date. I got to find out what happened. So might get a little bit awkward, but we're going to find out from Monica. What was it about Jesse that made her do that?
All right, Jesse, you ready to listen in as we make this phone call?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Sure, you're still up for it.
I know. Yeah, I'm questioning it, but yeah, I'd like to know.
Okay.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. We'll call her, and then after we hang up with her, we'll come back to you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, good luck. Godspeed, my friend.
I'm going to have to call out her poor acting skills, aren't I?
That's funny.
Hello.
Hey, is this Monica?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Monica, it's Jeff and Jen. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, thanks for coming on with us today. We're excited to talk to you on the show. You don't know why you're coming on, but you're a part of a segment called Ghost Hunting. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So basically, ghosting is when somebody disappears out of your life with no explanation. So we've tracked you down to talk to you on the show today because, Monica, you're the ghost.
Oh, all right.
So we are calling on behalf of Jesse, who you met on Bumble.
Okay.
And he said that he thought things were going really well. You're in the midst of your date, and then your dramatic friend call came in. But friend call, I put in quotes because he said you got a call from your sister who was in labor.
Mm-hmm, I did.
And he's like, yeah, she made this big, really big deal, this blown out deal. And I could tell she was acting and faking it. And she left right in the middle and has never called me back.
So,
well, that is what happened. We were in the middle of our date and my sister started having contractions and her husband was out of town and she called me. And so I had to leave. I had to go pick her up.
But is that really what happened? He got the feeling that you didn't do such a great acting job, and that was not what happened.
And also, just so you know, like he has reached out to us to get the absolute truth because he's looking for self-improvement. Like he's looking to know what would make him a better companion on the next date he goes on. So he wants you to be completely honest.
Well, one thing that would make him better would be if he had a little more, I don't know, security or trust. Like, to me, I got to tell you, it was not a bad date. It wasn't. We were having, it was fine. You know, it was good. It was fine. But he has completely turned me off since then because of his complete lack of trust in the fact that I'm telling him the truth. My sister called me. She was having contractions. I picked her up. I took her to the north side. And now I have a brand new niece.
So your sister really did go into labor.
Yes, I have a brand new adorable little niece named Samantha. She is cute, and I'm glad I was there for my sister and was able to, you know, be there and share that with her. But I have to say that Jesse, I mean, I don't know if he's been lied to a lot in the past or what, but, it went past the point of like, really, you know, come on, to a little weird in my, it's like he wanted me to text a picture of me with my pregnant sister.
Oh, no. So, Monica, you're for sure. Like, you really didn't just make up the call to get out of the date. You really did go to the hospital.
Oh, my God. You guys don't start with me. Yeah. Honestly, there was nothing wrong with the date. It was a guy I met on Bumble. We were having a nice time, nice conversation. But he completely flipped the script with this completely insecure, paranoid behavior.
So his text messages after the fact were actually what turned you off?
Yep.
I see.
Just real quick again, what hospital did you go to?
Northside.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming. What's your niece's name?
Samantha.
Would you mind texting us a picture of you with Samantha standing in something that identifies Northside Hospital and also has the date in it? Can we see her birth certificate?
Yes. Could you send us that little thing that I put around her ankle?
Yes.
Right. I promise you, she's a healthy little baby girl, you know, 8 pounds, 6 ounces, you know.
Okay.
She has the weight and everything. How's your sister doing?
She's doing great. And she was really glad that I could be there with her because, you know, like I said, my brother-in-law, he's been working out of town for an extended period this month. And so she was a little nervous. And we did not think the baby was, we thought he was going to be back before the baby was born. But, you know, babies come when babies come.
Was he back in time for the birth or did he miss the birth?
No, he missed the birth, but we got video and pictures and stuff, and actually he will be home by next weekend. So yeah.
All right.
Aw.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Monica, thank you so much for talking with us. We'll tell Jesse that he should have believed you. I thought I was going to call you out on a bad acting job. Yeah.
No, I'm a pretty straightforward person. I mean, if I didn't have a good time, I would just say, you know, hey, didn't think it worked out or, you know, let's be friends. But I don't even want to deal with him now.
All right. Thank you, Monica.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Send us those pictures. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Do you believe her?
I do. I don't think, I mean, why would she lie to us? Like she said, if she's a straightforward person.
Right.
And she would have just told him, hey, you know, I had a great first date, but it didn't really work out. She wasn't afraid of that conflict.
Right.
It would be somebody afraid of conflict that would bail on a date in the middle with the fake sister in labor call.
100% though, she's completely lying.
No way.
Elizabeth in Athens.
Hi. I actually did lie to a blind date. One time I had my best friend call about an hour into the date and tell me that my son had a fever so that I could get out of the date. And I want to preface it with when I got in his truck, he had rubber SpongeBob floor mats.
So, you don't have to defend yourself.
And I don't know. I knew it was the first and only blind date I ever went on. And we were going to the movies and I had
What you're saying is it does happen, but did you hear this conversation? Do you think it happened in this situation?
Yes, I do. I believe her.
I don't. Just, I don't believe a word.
You don't? What makes you think she's lying?
I just don't think she's telling the truth. I think she had too many details. I think she over-explained things.
404. She didn't over-explain. Yeah, we asked her to explain.
No, she's like, they're throwing out the weight, the hospital, the all. I mean, I know we asked her, but I think she's, I don't know, not comfortable with it. She over-talked 100% think she's lying. 404-263-0941. That's the phone number. We want to hear from you. 404-263-0941. Jen called it her lie detector.
Did your lie detector go off? We definitely want to hear from you. Call us.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.